Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from April 6th until April 13th as we continue through Aries season, and it may start to feel a bit more like Aries season now that both the Sun and Mercury have moved away from Chiron in Aries and Mars continues to move away from Saturn in Aquarius. So this means the energy is opening up and there's easier movement. There's easier ways to take steps forward, to get it going. You might even feel that in yourself, in your life, and just that sense that you're no longer on a timeout. There aren't as many things that feel like they're blocking you or that feel like there's a heaviness. In other words, there's a lightening here. There's more flowing, opening up, forward motion. All planets are direct. And at the same time, we're going to have this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces that I've been talking about for a few months now. And that will be exact on April 12th. So we will cover that in this week's show, as well as all the other astrological energies that are coming through over this next week. And then at the end of today's podcast, I have a special exciting thing to share with you and to put on your calendar. So I will get to that at the end of the show, but first we will dive in here to what is happening during this energy in April. We began April with that Aries new moon that was conjunct Chiron and Mercury. And now as the Sun and Mercury move ahead away from Chiron, you could have a sense of things clearing out or opening up in your energy that supports you in what you're ready to embark upon next. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It is a fire sign, a cardinal sign, a masculine sign, and it's really where we feel empowered to do something new or different, to try out something in a fresh way, and to look at who are you now? Because our self-identity is designed to keep evolving and growing throughout our lives. And Aries season is when you can call all energy back to yourself and look at who you are now, what you need, what lifts you up, what supports your energy, what is best for you. And when you do this consciously, you're understanding more of how you've grown, shifted, healed, and you're more in a deeper connection and contact with your own truth. And this is then where you can begin again. And that would be a key phrase for Aries season. We begin again, we go forward based on where we've been, and we know that the energy continues to travel with us. So you may even feel parts of your energy or parts of yourself opening up in new ways. Things coming up to your awareness or to your consciousness that you haven't seen before that is revealing to you more of your truth, your authenticity, and also what you're wanting next, what you want to create. As the Aries energy desires creation, where you look at the voids that were left during Pisces season. And of course, we still have strong Pisces energies. So there's a very interesting overlap here where anything that has opened up for you, now you could be really getting into what do I want to create here? What do I want to put in this part of my life? What lights me up? What energizes me? What motivates me? And then it's going into trusting yourself. And that is one of the hallmarks of Aries energy, where Aries moves fast. It has a quickness and a speed. So the energy runs through us faster and it gives us those quick present moment instincts. Aries is a very primal, instinctual energy that speaks to you at a gut level, where you just feel something or you just know an answer, or your body consciousness is very active and alive, and it's giving you something that you're responding to. Because that Aries energy will feel something at a gut level and have a quick yes or no, where yes, that's me, yes, I want that, or no, no thank you, no way, back away. So there's a quickening of the energies in Aries season to get us going, to get us moving. And at this time, We have the Sun and Mercury in Aries, along with that Chiron in Aries still. And the Sun and Mercury are still traveling rather close together. Mercury is moving very fast. So this can mean fast answers, fast communication, quick information, a lot of stimuli. Mercury in Aries can be too fast at times. It's where you say something and then realize, oh, maybe I should have said that a little differently. Maybe I spoke too quickly. I guess I'm going to sit here and enjoy my foot in my mouth. But when you're conscious of that Mercury in Aries, you can slow it down where you trust what you're sensing, what information's coming through, but then you're very clear on your word choice or how you present it, how you communicate it. So that is part of the energy here with Aries, is that you can have a desire to go fast, to speed it up, but you want to be very conscious of that and to be aware of perhaps how that comes across to others and how others are receiving that energy or that information. As with every fire sign, there can be a lot of enthusiasm. There can be a sense of, yes, let's do this. Let's go for it. I'm ready. And you're meant to work with that, to trust that in yourself, whatever is calling you, whatever feels like it is in alignment with what you want. And again, that sense of, this is correct for me. So it's looking at how you honor that in yourself. And because Aries is the beginning of the zodiac, there is something about this energy that can be very foundational, in the sense that when you know who you are, when you're true to yourself and aware of how your energy functions, you can honor that, be aware of it, and develop and grow from it. And that is one of the higher octaves of Aries, is developing confidence in yourself so that you can move ahead, create a life that resonates with you, but be true to yourself and your own self-knowingness, especially out in the world, especially when you start interacting with more people and different energies. You don't lose sight or knowingness of who you are. So it's looking at, who am I now? What is true for me? What is not? Being very aware of that, as well as developing confidence in yourself. Now, Aries can be quite courageous. So there could be something here that you're being called to do courageously, or maybe you're summoning up something that you're ready to embark upon, but maybe you're figuring out the details. There's things that you need to get in place. There's so many ways that we can be developing and building courage. And this is also where the Aries energy supports you in your own self-leadership. Meaning you're designed to live a life that is right for you, that is correct for you, and the Aries energy wants to support you in that. So looking at how you're truly honoring who you are, your own needs, what matters to you, and what it means to live a life that's important to you, the Aries energy can support you in really embracing that in yourself. The Sun in Aries, as I said, is very masculine, and it is ruled by Mars. And currently, we have Mars in Aquarius, in the last decan of Aquarius, after just making an exact conjunction to Saturn. Now, this is the only time that Mars is conjunct Saturn during Saturn's journey through Aquarius. So this was important for gaining clarity on the future, new directions, next steps. But there's always a seriousness to Saturn. How are you going to do this? How is this going to be made real? What are the practical steps? Are you ready to commit to this? And the energy is still in play for a bit as Mars squares the North Node and the South Node, where we have decisions to make about where we're going next, what serves you and your soul growth, especially with that North Node in Taurus. There's a sense of, what's truly me? What resonates with my value system? Where am I really ready to grow in a direction that's right for me, even though there may be people, situations, or parts of my experience that I need to leave behind, which is part of that South Node in Scorpio, where there are completions, letting goes energies. There's this sense of, emotional intensity, complications, really being entangled or enmeshed in something with others, because Scorpio is the energy of merging. And so it's looking at what have I been sharing with others that is no longer in resonance with who I am and where I'm going next. And I'm truly honoring my own uniqueness, my own individuality. And that's part of Mars in Aquarius, where we're ready to see more of who we are, what we want, and allow that to be something that strengthens us on our own unique path, where you could feel that you're stepping away or leaving certain things that you have outgrown, you're no longer interested in, your energy doesn't connect. Maybe it's just too emotionally intense. Maybe there's too much drama or too many things that have circulated for too long in certain situations. And you can call a spade and just say, you know, I can't go back into that. It sinks my energy. It feels heavy. I don't like what it triggers in me. I don't like what it brings up. This energy could also show you quite clearly who is changing and growing and who is not. And that's the case with this strong fixed sign energy, where we have Mars and Saturn in Aquarius, plus North Node in Taurus, South Node in Scorpio. That's the conversation here, where we're understanding maybe where you have evolved and you can see where others have not, and they're no longer on the same page. Sort of like you can already see how things may play out if you were to circle back or re-engage them in a conversation. In fact, I'm getting this image of a coworker or someone that you're trying to work something out with, and they're not budging or they're not willing to grow or do things differently. And it can be maddening when you're just looking for a solution or something new or something to break through. It's almost like, be very honest with yourself. Be very clear about the information that you're receiving, viewing, and sensing. And that's one of the strengths of Aquarius. That's also what Mars and Saturn in Aquarius are bringing our attention to. There's clarity here around all the pieces. Are they working together? Are they not? How's this information lining up? And it can be very intricate in Aquarius. There can be a lot of things going on, similar to a clock, especially one of those grandfather clocks or those very beautifully designed Swiss watches, where there's all these pieces working together in a very complex harmony, but they're syncing up. It's happening. They're telling the time. They're accurate. And then all it takes are those kinks or the one piece that doesn't work and the whole thing stops its operation. And we're getting a checking in on that, checking in on our lives, checking in on what is working, what has harmony, even though it might be really complicated at times, what things are coming together and what things are not, what things are perhaps even challenging you on your path, and you've had to make some hard decisions about it, or it's felt really uncomfortable, and you've just needed time. And that's a beautiful thing to give yourself when you need time and space to process and just allow it to be whatever it is. Sometimes when we sit in these energies, we then receive an answer or then we get a breakthrough solution where we can't force it. And that's something to be aware of with not only Mars squaring the North Node and the South Node, but Saturn is continuing to square the North Node and the South Node, and showing us what works, what doesn't. And that can be a harsh reality check. That can be something that you are surprised by, or it was working for a long time, and now all of a sudden you're like, you know what? This is no longer even my frequency. This is no longer what I'm desiring or wanting to create next. And Saturn is giving us some choices. And typically in Saturn, the choices are very clear and direct. It's like, okay, you can choose this or you can choose that. What are you going to do next? So if you have planets or points, especially around 22, 23, 24 degrees of the fixed signs, this energy is working with you more specifically and more personally. So that would be 22, 23, 24 degrees of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius. You're feeling this pressure. You're feeling these nodes working with you to perhaps get you on a new path or to change something up so that you can release and be free. And Saturn applying its very concrete, clear information that maybe you weren't ready to look at yet. Saturn can bring up the energies of where we have commitments and responsibilities that we need to shift or evolve, where it could feel like something is stuck and you're looking at, where do I go? Do I go left or do I go right? And ultimately, the energy here is supporting going towards that north node in Taurus, where you're returning to your own values, what you need, what stabilizes you, what supports you, what honors you, what you're ready to build and grow next, and to allow everything else that's complicated, drama-filled, emotional, too involved with others' energies to be released. And there could be a cleansing here, a purging, a sense of, I just don't have room for this in my life. So these can be big deals in terms of how it shows up, how it really looks in your world. But that's where the Saturn pressure comes in, because even though it's in Aquarius, which can be very complicated, very smart, very intelligent, the energy feels stronger going towards that north node in Taurus that is about simplifying, lightening up, putting down the burdens, releasing yourself from anything that feels like it's chained to you. So this is actually a strong energy throughout April as we're making new choices and decisions that return us to how we are loving and honoring our energies at this time. And of course, that looks different for all of us. And it's something that you're meant to just be aware of, because if it comes up for you, especially if you have planets or points 22 to 24 degrees of the fixed signs, there could be something here that you're resisting, that you don't want to budge, you don't want to change it. But Saturn is going to work with you, especially throughout the rest of this year, to set you on a new course that is truer for you. Saturn doesn't move fast. It is a diligent energy. It is very much about taking those sure and steady steps up the mountain. So it's not so much about moving quickly, but it is about having a new understanding of the next vision, how you go towards it, how you create it, how you move towards it, and also maybe who is not able to travel with you. And that's part of the south node in Scorpio, because Scorpio wants to connect and share at a deep level. And there could be something here that you're realizing it's no longer true for you. It's no longer empowering. It no longer feels like it's what you want, because your values are shifting. And we know that's the case collectively with this ongoing Uranus transit through Taurus that is showing us more of what we want, what we need, and bringing up some big choices around what is true for you now. Uranus in Taurus moves fast. So there's something here that could be awakening you at a very deep level of your being. And now Saturn is saying, great, I'm glad you know that about yourself. Now let's put a plan in motion so that you can get there. You can create that new vision. You can move through this current phase and continue on with a sense of purpose that speaks to you. So that is certainly one of the bigger energies at this time. Now over the next week, we're also going to see Mercury in Aries moving fast, as it will sextile Saturn in Aquarius at 22 degrees on April 7th, and then sextile Mars in Aquarius at 24 degrees on April 8th, before squaring Pluto in Capricorn and then entering Taurus. So fast-moving Mercury means, again, a lot of information, a lot going on, things coming up, new ideas, new inspirations, new possibilities. And with that Aries energy, there can even be that immediacy, right? I want it now. I want this to happen now. When Mercury then moves into Taurus, we slow down. We think it through. We look at what is required, what you need to do to make it happen, the next steps. Mercury in Taurus will slam on the brakes and create a plan or a process that grounds in the energy. This is important to understand because every fire sign is followed by an earth sign. So as the fire signs get us ignited, inspired, ready to go, then the earth signs follow, grounded in, provide a practical assessment of what has legs, what can really happen here, as well as what cannot. So that Mercury in Taurus can provide the cutbacks, so to speak, of, okay, you've had this great idea, these great inspirations. Now here's what's really needed, what's essential, and what is not. Mercury in Taurus will also assess the cost. What is this going to cost me? Whether that is through time, money, energy, whatever that investment is, Mercury in Taurus says, okay, this is what needs to happen in order for this to take off and move forward. So sometimes that return back to Earth can be a little bit of a slowdown for the fire sign zest and energy of growth. But ultimately, the earth sign energy supports making it more concrete and real, especially when we can work with the strengths of every element. Now, in this first half of April, we have a lot of energy that is ready to go, that's ready to move forward, including the Mars that I spoke about, as well as this Mercury. Because by the second half of April, Mercury in Taurus will be going into his shadow zone energy, which begins at 26 degrees of Taurus. So the second half of April has an energy shift that could feel like we're ready to take a pause, slow it down, contemplate a bit more. But this first part of April, there's a lot of dynamic movement that we're meant to work with, where you could go further in the first half of April before these retrograde energies begin. And also, Mars enters Pisces on April 15th, which is also an energetic slowdown. So for planning purposes, this next week is great for forward movement, what you're ready to follow and trust, how you're ready to harness this Aries energy, make something happen, move towards it, create something new, and then know that the second half of April, there is more of a slowdown, and that is always working in our favor, of course, but the energy is going to be shifting. So anything you can do this week might have more of a natural energetic expression than later on in April. Venus is now in Pisces, the sign of her exaltation, which means she's very comfortable here. She enjoys being in Pisces, where she is at home. She feels that she can relax. She's more receptive. She's in her feminine intuition. She's able to take a break. This is also a Venus in Pisces that is more romantic and idealizing energies. She's able to maybe even tap in to the bigger picture, what she's feeling, what she's sensing, and to trust that. It could feel too like you just need a break, that there's things that you want to step away from or step back from, because that Pisces energy can always be about reviewing, reflecting, reconsidering things from a higher vantage point, as well as giving yourself a break, energetically stepping away and allowing yourself to be in your own energy, to trust what that is for you and what is speaking to you. Now, as we know, we have this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces exact on April 12th. And it's happening at 23 degrees and 58 minutes of Pisces, which is very nearly the 24 degree point. And this is a conjunction with the two rulers of Pisces that want to support you in your spiritual growth, what you're releasing, what you're healing, what is done for you, and to allow you to let it go, to allow you to move forward with your energy feeling cleansed and pure, with a sense of opening possibilities to what you can do next. Now, I've done, I believe, 3 separate podcast episodes on this energy, so I'm not going to go into it much more in today's show since I've already been doing those deep dives. But this is basically the week where these Pisces energies are going to be amplified. Now, it's interesting because the Pisces energies are feminine, and here we are in Aries season, which is masculine. So there could be things that you're balancing and understanding about your own masculine and feminine energies. There could be things here that feel like they're lining up, like there's a new harmony, a new synergy coming in where you're working with the best and highest expressions of divine feminine, and also the best and highest expressions of divine masculine. These could be more of the energetic imprints we're receiving. This could be something that we're starting to understand, noticing how far you've come, what you've shifted, what you've moved through across multiple lifetimes, multiple timelines. I mean, we have these huge collections of soul experiences, so many things that we've been through, right? So many things we've had to heal and understand, and we've done a lot of work around it. And the higher spiritual perspective is that it's all taught us more about our energy and our needs. It's helped us fine-tune more of who we are, as well as refine what we want next. So this could be a beautiful opportunity to tap into what is true for you now based on what you've been through, what you've completed, or what you're phasing out. Understanding more of what is in your heart, because I do see this Pisces energies as the higher heart, which is connected to the cosmic heartbeat, the cosmic frequency of love, and how we have the energy to bring that in. And when we do, we offer forgiveness. We have understanding. We can detach and look at, this is what I was learning, or this is what that soul contract triggered in me that I was meant to understand, that I was meant to strengthen in myself. And that higher heart frequency is about an unconditional love for our humanness, our imperfections, our errors, our messiness, the things that we thought we had to judge in ourselves, where we had to hold ourselves to certain standards, or maybe we were unconsciously looking at something through the lens of right and wrong, good and bad. And now there is this cosmic energy moving through us, flowing through us, that supports us in letting all that go, letting that outdated programming be complete, allowing it to dissolve, and then to powerfully transmute it. And I often see this through the crown chakra and the violet flame of transmutation, where you can take anything that maybe you haven't liked or accepted about yourself and offer it up into the expansive field of unconditional love. You connect it to your higher self or your God self. You connect it to this beautiful, peaceful frequency that loves you just for showing up in this human body, going through all these emotions, all these energies, trying your best, doing your best with who you are and what you know, while also feeling that there's a lot of potential here to continually raise your consciousness, expand your energy, and really tap into more of your own light. Sort of like that heart light energy that gets dimmed or shut down, the parts of ourselves that we had to close off out of survival, out of a sense of, I can't let this be seen, I can't let this be known. And again, that's part of that programming or energetic imprints from other lifetimes where we knew it wasn't safe. And I feel like this energy, this strong Aries and the strong Pisces energies, as well as the planets in Aquarius, are showing you that it's safe to be yourself now. It's safe to be in your own energy, in your own frequency, and to really be aware of what that means for you. I'm seeing this as a very interesting platform that is sturdy and strong, that is built on experiences and wisdom. It's built on everything that you've learned throughout your life and lifetimes. And it feels like this platform is elevating the root chakra frequencies. And the root chakra is connected to Aries. and those primal instincts that we have around fight or flight, being frozen, not sure what to do, you know, really kind of being all consumed with your own survival. But this is a higher elevated platform that elevates those expressions, those unconscious expressions, to a clearer, sturdier place. It looks like a multi-dimensional root chakra, like a globe of energies that have been purified and cleansed. And so what would it feel like to walk in the world with this energy frequency of knowing you're safe, you're protected, you can be yourself, you can be authentic, you can be your light. Now, of course, there is a wisdom to this, right? There's things about, well, you're still discerning, you're still aware of the energies of others and where you go or who you interact with. And yet it's like this internal energy, though, where you could feel that no matter what happens or whatever you're involved in, you have the power and capability to still honor that multidimensional root chakra frequency that reminds you you're safe because you're traveling with your multidimensional self. You're traveling with more energies that support you, love you, understand you. And it has everything to do with your internal feelings and your internal energies and less about what's outside of you. So it's like this deeper internal reprogramming that we're moving through, that we've been moving through, and we will continue to move through. But that's what I'm feeling, is that there's energies rising up that show you who you are now. It's safe to be yourself, and maybe you don't even care who doesn't get it, which is the strength of Aquarius. Saturn in Aquarius, Mars in Aquarius. Yeah, okay, they don't get me. That's fine. I don't need them to. I don't need them to understand me. I don't need them to agree with me or to understand where I'm coming from or to be on the same page. I don't even need them to match my energy or match my frequency because I'm doing that myself. It's like being that self-contained unit where you're really clear on your own individuality and who you are in the world, and that it's an important part of the human mosaic, that it's every little piece that makes up the whole. This is Aquarius, and it's you being so loving and kind to yourself that that's how you're showing up, and that's how you're moving through your own world at this time. So all of these energies working together can certainly work in your favor and support you in understanding more of what you're here to experience and create on the planet during this lifetime. The sun in Aries is going to make a sextile to Saturn in Aquarius at 22 degrees on April 12th, the same day of that exact Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. And so this is part of that stabilizing energy where we have the strong Aries, strong Aquarius, strong Pisces, and at a soul level, it's helping you with your own expansion in this lifetime and clearing away and clearing out things that are no longer needed, especially internally. And I'm feeling this too, as there could be patterns in yourself that you're no longer accepting. You know, it's kind of like having a board meeting with yourself and there's something that you have to fire. You have to fire this part of yourself. It's not up to standards anymore. Thank you so much for doing your best. We need to evolve it. So you're not really firing it, so to speak, but you are elevating it and shifting it. And there could be things here, such as your internal critic, where you're telling that internal critic, it's time to raise your game. It's time to talk with more loving words. We're not accepting this type of internal dialogue anymore. So again, there could be things within you at a personal level that only you know that you're requiring to expand and grow. And you're understanding this just isn't going to cut it anymore because it's not how I want to keep living my life. And those are big themes that come up during these once in a lifetime transits, is that you understand this is complete for me. I can't do this anymore. It's no longer working for me. And I'm in charge of my own energy. So it's up to me to evolve it or to heal it. Perhaps that means getting to the root of it, doing some inner child work. Perhaps it's looking at part of your shadow energies. We know that this stuff keeps coming up, but the beauty of it is that we recognize it sooner and we can work with it faster. A bit like, you know the drill. You know what's coming up when you're triggered. How are you going to recognize it? How are you going to work with it and change it up and do it differently? That's a big part of this energy signature. And it's a big part of this Aries energy of begin again. What is ready to be rebirthed? What is ready to be shifted and evolved to a higher expression? And it relates to this higher elevated platform of the multidimensional root chakra. And what does that mean for you? What does that feel like? What does that look like? That might be something to play with or experiment with so that you can have a clear understanding of how you can make new choices based on what your energy needs right now. I'm also feeling like there's new things opening up that could not have happened previously. So if you've been waiting on something, you've been waiting on the job, you've been waiting on the next steps, you haven't felt inspired, you didn't know where to turn or where to go, maybe you felt like you've been a very long time out, you've only been hitting those yellow lights or red lights and you just have felt stuck or heavy, there's energies here that are clearing out that are going to open up and reveal new places to go next that are right on time. And we can be very self-focused when we're manifesting or we want to manifest something, right? We can put it on our own timeline or we can only be attached to our own needs, our own desires, and make it all seem so personal, right? Like, why isn't this happening for me? Why isn't this coming through? What's going on? Did God hear me? Did my higher self hear me? Are my intentions working? Maybe I have to wait to the next new moon for this energy to be better, clearer, stronger. But the higher perspective, which is Pisces and Aquarius even, is that there's other components that have to line up, other things that have to come into place. It's not personal. It's not something you have to force or worry about. I remember many years ago when I was working with my spiritual mentor and I was obsessive about something. And she's like, God heard you the first time. And I felt like I had to keep doing something or I wasn't heard and I was very obsessed with it. And it just helped me to relax, calm down. God heard you the first time. There's other things in play. Other things have to line up. They have to meet you at the right frequency. They have to come through in a way that are going to be for your best and highest good. And the example that's coming through is that perhaps there's a new job or something you want to do next and you're really excited about it. And there's a job that comes through and it looks like it's perfect for you. What if that job isn't going to be around 6 months later because the company is actually going through some very big dramatic shifts and they're going to start phasing things out in 6 months to 12 months? Well, the universe doesn't want you to only have a dream job for 6 months. So the universe is saying, you know what? We're going to do better. We're going to upgrade this. We're going to make this an even better fit for you. So even though it might appear to be a momentary disappointment, you can return to the understanding and the belief that everything is working in my favor right now. Everything is beautifully coming together right now, even when I don't see it, even when I'm nervous and scared, even when I become obsessive or turn into a crazy psychopath because I don't think it's happening. You return to a foundational belief that everything is working for your best and highest good, and that sometimes you're being upgraded, you're moving from coach to first class because that's a better energy fit. So keep that faith, keep that trust in divine timing, as well as all the pieces that are involved that you can't see in the moment. And of course, work realistically with any anxiety, any obsession, and that can be just worry, right? That can be a sense of, oh, it's not coming through. And that's where we have to trust, lean back, exhale, and know that God heard you the first time. You're not forgotten. There's more that needs to line up. You're being protected. You're being held safe. Your energy needs to be the right fit for whatever that next thing is. And you're allowed to be peaceful and trusting during these transitions. And that can be something we have to train ourselves for, right? We have to train ourselves to not be obsessive or go into something too much because that can really tangle up our own energy. So look at where you're working with divine timing. You're being in that place of allowing and flow. And of course, these are also the higher expressions of Pisces energies. And actually, it could even feel easier to step in to that trust and flow when Mars enters Pisces. And that is one of the higher expressions of Mars in Pisces. So that will happen April 15th. We'll talk about that more next week. But in the meantime, this is where you can really look at what is energizing you, what's getting you going, where you're feeling that Aries inspiration to begin again. But you're also working with the universe. You're working with divine timing. You're allowing this to be something that beautifully supports you, even when you can't see it. And that can be a beautiful gift. Because how I see it is that sometimes if we know too much or we're overly focused on the particulars or specifics, that can give us more to worry about, right? That can give us more that we overly fixate on or think about or then question. But if you step back and you know that this is working in your favor, however it plays out or however it unfolds, then you're really containing your energy powerfully and you're also being very wise with where your energy goes. So this can be a beautiful divine partnership here between the Aries and Pisces energies, between your masculine and your feminine, between your ability to do and move, as well as receive and trust. And so now I have an invitation to offer you, especially if you want more support, community and direction with these energies, as I am hosting an in-person and online astrology retreat in June. I'm going to put the link below the podcast, but here are the details. It is called Awakening Astrology Retreat, a quantum embodiment experience, meaning we're taking the energies in your astrology chart. I'm going to show you new ways to work with these energies, to understand them, to go deeper into them. Then we're going to fully integrate them into your body consciousness. And this is where incredible shifts happen. And I'm so excited to be partnering with Lori Rising, who is an expert on these energies and these levels of integration. And she's going to guide you through various ways of embodying more of who you are naturally, as well as working with these energy signatures from a higher place. People have huge transformative shifts during these workshops. And it's been incredible to hear what people have felt, how they have shifted in their own awakening process, in their own energies, how they have felt different in their bodies, how things have opened up for them that they haven't connected to before. So we take your energetic blueprint, which is your astrology natal chart, and we go quantum. We go quantum with it. We open up even more that maybe you didn't notice before in your chart. And then we really integrate it deeper into your physical energy, as well as your consciousness. So there's a lot we're going to move through. This is actually the only time that Lori and I are going to be teaching this content because it is so much. We're going to have a total of 13 workshops. Every workshop will be between 60 to 90 minutes, and it's something that will be recorded. You can watch it whenever you have time. So you don't have to be doing all the work with us live. I understand you have a busy schedule. You might have commitments. There's things that you could already have planned, but this is designed for you to come back to and access whenever. And it's designed to help you really go into more of who you are in this lifetime. Because as I was talking about, so many of these energies are once in a lifetime that we are being rebirthed. We are becoming more whole and we are more quantum than ever before. So what we're doing in this particular experience is designed to energetically support you at this time. So we are offering an in-person experience in Florida, specifically Melbourne, Florida, which is on the Atlantic coast. It is an hour east of Orlando, and we have this beautiful private estate where we're going to be able to enjoy ourselves and our energy. We didn't want this at a hotel. We didn't want this in a certain corporate environment. We wanted to have clear, calm, pristine energy. So we're super grateful that we found this location that allows us to do a lot of work together in a conference room. It's a separate event facility that has the tables, the projectors, the screens, you know, all the things we need to teach. And then we have this beautiful outdoor space and a really big venue for more of the hanging out, eating, socializing, connecting, as well as anything that calls to you in the space. So we have room for our energy without any energetic intrusions from other people or from other energies that really wouldn't mix with what we're doing. So it's a very protected, beautiful space. Now, I understand that not everyone can be there live, and that's why we're offering the live workshops with the replays that are available forever. So again, if you can't make it during that first weekend in June, no problem. You can catch up or do this with us whenever you have time, whenever it works for you. And of course, you can come back and do it as many times as you need to. For the in-person experience in Florida, there are limited spaces simply because of the capacity of this private estate. But we have made sure that you can join us from anywhere in the world, because obviously not everyone can even travel to Florida, or maybe you don't want to travel, but we don't want you to miss out because we're only teaching this content once. And we would love for your energy to be a part of this grid of light, this energetic activation that we are hoping really supports all of us worldwide. We're going to go into your five personal planets more specifically. That's the main content of this experience. I'm going to show you even more about your sun sign, your moon sign, your Mercury, Venus, and Mars. This is content I've never taught before. It's also content that's designed to help you understand more of what is possible for you that maybe you didn't see before in your own chart. And this is personally one of the things I love about astrology, is that it keeps growing and expanding. We can always discover more, and we can certainly work with more from higher levels of consciousness. And then after we go through each of these particulars in your chart, then Lori is going to guide you through more of the energy work, more of that embodiment, more of that integration, how you can really feel the energy in yourself, how to honor it, and also, again, connect you to more of your own body consciousness that maybe you didn't feel. So this is where we really create a beautiful new dialogue between our energies and our physical selves, and it will really change and shift how you show up for yourself, how you show up in your life, what you understand about who you are, what is possible for you, and also, of course, how that then benefits everyone in your life, and also, of course, the world at large. The live experience is June 2nd until June 5th. That is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you are able to attend the live experience, you also receive all the workshops through the online platform to watch over and over again. And that's designed to keep working with these energies, to keep coming back to them. Let's say you learn something really important about your moon sign, and it's really big, it really shifts you, and then a few months later, you forget, what was that? What was I feeling? You can come back and watch the replay and feel that energy again, feel that activation, and carry it forward. So the replays are available forever to help you to keep working with this energy and to keep knowing yourself. The other thing that happens with replays is that you watch it again and you get even more from it. Or there's something you didn't catch the first time that you see the second time. So that's why we want this content to support you going as you move ahead in your world and help you really embody this and change something in yourself that you can feel for years to come, if not for the rest of your life. So that is one of our intentions. We're really excited, especially those of you who have already signed up. It's going to be so wonderful to meet you in person. I honestly think that's one of the best highlights for myself. I get to meet you in person and hug you and say hello and just have that connection, which is going to feel so good. And I feel like we really need that at this time too, to know that we're not alone, to meet new friends, to have these new people on the same wavelength, the same page, the same interests. It's really needed right now. So if you can make it either in person or online, you are more than welcome to join us. And I certainly hope it helps with your own energetic development and your own awakening process at this time. We do have the early bird pricing in place. It expires May 1st, so please check that out. We really wanted this to be affordable as much as it could be. Of course, we have costs. Of course, there's things involved that we have to figure out. And we wanted this to be something that as many people as possible could participate in. So that was certainly one of our driving intentions. And I hope it lines up for you. So please check out the details below this link. And if you can't make it live, I really hope that online option is good for you, where basically you're going to have all the content at your disposal when it works for you, and you get to tap in and be a part of this quantum collective experience. You'll also find more about my current workshops and events on my website over at mollymccord.online. So thank you so much for joining me. As always, it is wonderful to connect with you as we journey through these wild energies together. Thank you so much for your time, energy, and presence, as I hope these Aries and Pisces energies are supporting you in flowing forward into your next experiences, as well as guiding you with beautiful trust in the divine. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for another podcast, and every Friday I release a new video on YouTube. So please be sure to check that out, as well as all of my playlists over on YouTube. Wishing you a beautiful journey as we move through this week in April, and I'll see you back here really soon.